This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Tropical Gyros, and the World Athletics World Relays.
One pies in me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that?
When the Tuesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Tuesday, so you know we will be going live to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break for the Freeport Report each and every Tuesday. Great supplement in the Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. Gets us all caught up with everything that's going on in Grand Bahama, and we will be touching base with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper on the flip side of the break, talking all things Grand Bahama with the Freeport Report. That's coming up. All right, but like I said, we have lots to talk about, and you know how to chime in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let me give you a little FYI because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget, it's all about the Bahamas Red Cross Society Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair. Heroes Among Us, Saturday, May 11th, all right, 2024, 6 a.m., starting at the Red Cross Society headquarters, only $30. Now, you can register online at www.fourseasonsracemanagement.com. That's www.fourseasonsracemanagement.com, or in person at the Red Cross headquarters, all right? But it's the Bahamas Red Cross Society Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair. Heroes Among Us, Saturday, May 11th. You don't want to miss out on that. All right, quick break. Flip side of the break, we will be going live to Grand Bahama. It is the Freeport Report coming at you like we do each and every Tuesday right here on Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train to help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry,
and things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of purpose and a sense of patriotism.
To learn more and apply, visit nyg.bahamas.gov.bs.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 20 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Cookby chiming in. I think Don Cooper will be joining us. Sarah, what's happening? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good. I think we got Darren on.
Awesome. So we got everybody. Darren's there too. Awesome, man. Darren, how are you as well, man? All well?
I think he's on. He's on mute.
All right.
Still on mute.
Unmute yourself, Darren. Darren will chime in a minute. I'll go to the next side of the office and let the internet kick in. But good to hear from both of you guys. We got lots to talk about.
Yes, we do.
And we got a big meeting coming up and dinner on the 5th, right? Or on
you
the 6th.
Got that. On the 6th, on the Monday, yeah.
Yeah, so I need to hear from you all on the Tuesday, the 7th.
That's right. We'll be with you on the Tuesday, so that'll be good.
There you go. So
perfect timing.
I got to hear from both of you guys on that, and especially Don, because, you know, I know he'll be right
I'm good. I'm here. And
I was getting worried, but I thought somebody duct tape you, man, and put you in a, you know, in a pen. But yeah, no, glad to hear from you, Darren. Let's get.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm ready to go, Sarah. Get out your next up.
All right,
with your white conky joke, Al. All right,
there you go, man. You know you reach popularity when they put out the race card for Abaco and Grand Bahama in one post that got.
Boy, we sweet.
One view and no shares. So,
I love that. That was great.
Yeah, man.
Nothing like being insulted every day.
Hey, listen, but you know, in this business, brother, it's good public. It shows you they listen,
Sarah,
and we got the waters running, so it is what it is. But what you got for me? A lot of good stuff coming out of Grand Bahama this week. I see in the headlines.
Yeah.
At least as far as the Grand Bahama news goes. The chamber head urges government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority to find speedy solution to dispute. And I see the headline, they're PM to meet with members of the business community. Obviously, that's with the big $75 a pop dinner banquet meeting Chamber of Commerce event, correct?
Correct it is. So I say we skip that. We go to the rest of the stories and then we come back and address that one.
All right. Sorry, everybody, we'll put the Waptoosie on that one. So yeah, let's move and get to the next one so we can revisit that one. The Magnifica right. helps to multiply the Grand Bahama cruise numbers. I see, you know, we got another cruise ship in Grand Bahama.
I have to say the cruise ship numbers have been huge. If you know the island, you cannot get into Banana Bay, to some of these restaurants, into Port Lakaya. They are packed with tourists, which is really wonderful. Tourism's working really hard. Well done to them. Grand Bahama Island Tourism and the Ministry of Tourism, they both work in conjunction with each other. MSC Cruise Lines, fantastic. You know, MSC has a huge presence here in the harbor, so it's fantastic. And if you've ever seen their ships, they're stunning. Very European. They're, you know, really nice brands. So it's fantastic. They're joining us, and it looks like it's going to be a long haul and coming continuously, which is great news for all these people working so hard in the tourism business and trying to come back. So I'm thrilled for them. I heard it was a great visit. And I have to tell you, the island is looking beautiful at the moment, especially down there by Banana Bay and on all the beaches by where Stone Crab is. and all the tour operators are working really hard. So it's fantastic. So let's, you know, make the money while the sun shines.
And it's good to know that the Grand Bahama is feeling the impact of it. Like you're actually getting visitors to get off get to different parts of Grand Bahama, which is good.
Where we would normally go there on a Sunday, all the locals would go, we can't even get in. All the tourists are there. But that's a great thing. And you want the tourists to see it and enjoy it. So, you know, we have to go somewhere else. That's how it goes. So tough for us.
Hey, you got to make that money. It's all about the bottom line. Yeah,
it is. It is. And so that reminds me, I would be remiss if I did not push the Freeport Business Expo. It is happening on May 2nd. So that's on Thursday at the Grand Lacayan. I understand at this event, there will be carnival people there. There will be people from all businesses, shipyard, doctor's hospital, all looking for staffing and people. But also, I know that one of the main factors they're looking for are people to work in the tourism industry, as in tour operators for carnival and for the island itself. We really need an uptake there with the numbers of people coming in. I know I'm pushing a certain person in my family to do this. I know that I was speaking to Ian Roll, who's in charge of that, from the Port Authority at a meeting I was at, and there will be people there who will help be helping with financing, trying to get you started in this business. They want young entrepreneurs there. I really hope Bahamians take advantage of this. I think it's a key time if you're young and able to do these tours and get things going. This is a huge opportunity. Carnivores are going to be massive. And so they don't want them to stay at the property all the time. They want them to go and explore. And the more they explore the island, the more they come back for second visits and third visits, and hopefully be, you know, annual people that come to visit, or people that buy here and have second homes. So I really do encourage those people looking to do stuff. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit, this is the time to go for it and attend that event. And you have to register online. So please, please do that. And then we have Doctors Hospital. They've acquired the Kidney Center here. So it's all part of Doctors Hospital really becoming a huge force in the Grand Bahama community.
And that's with no change to the patients, right? It's still streamlined for the patients, correct?
Yeah. So right now they've just got, as far as I know, they have their smaller centers open in 8 Mile Rock and one here in Freeport. And then they're looking, they're building their three-story building. They've taken over the old First Caribbean bank offices, and I can't remember, Darren, what's the name of that place, the former building they've taken over? The First Commercial?
That was First Caribbean Bank.
Yeah, but it was on the bottom floor, but then it was the whole building itself. And we had a medical on top, which was the,
stem cell one.
Stem cell place, right. So that kind of helped them why they purchased the building. So now they're going to have three levels. This will be really key for us, especially as we go into this second home market a lot stronger, with Six Senses coming on board and the very, very high-end homes that will be available. So this is really huge for us. So this is a key factor that people want. We know when they're looking to come here, obviously we've got sun, sea, you know, great internet, good cable, great power, but you also have to have superior medical. And so this is one of the factors people look at. Oh, and education. So, you know, this is something that's going to make a big difference for us. So I'm very excited about it. And then we also have Conservation Cove is hosting its first community day. This is Rupert Hayward's guys. He's big into all things conservation, all things recyclable, helping corals, environment. So it's teaming up with Waters. It's also teaming up with Coral Vita and also their new conch farm. So if you're wanting to go, you can register, and it's a free day for everybody to go and visit the farm, which I think would be really cool. And you can see what everyone's up to there. And it's, you know, they're leading the force. There's some really big news coming out, I think, for Conservation Cove soon. People are really loving the model they're doing and mimicking it on other islands. So that's a pretty big achievement. I know that. And then we have a great Eiffel on the young girls applauded for purposeful achievement. And I'll let you read that story, which is always super, keeping these girls working and online and making great lives for themselves. And then we have the roundup, and you can read some very interesting things in our roundup. It was, I think, a busy month here. Unfortunately, we had a very sad fatal car crash recently of a very well-known gentleman in Freeport which everyone's found quite devastating. So I do send all my love out to his family, and everybody's thinking of Mikey. So that was a big one for us last week. So all of that is in the paper.
There you go. Good stuff. We got a call real quick. Let's get to that call. And then we'll, get back to Darren and Sarah with the Freeport Report. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. Everything good?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
All is well, man. Listen, man, I was looking on the internet a little while ago. I don't know if you see all the protests and stuff going on in the Canary Islands, right?
No, I saw a couple of the headlines, but I didn't get to get into detail. I cannot lie.
Because it's really about the tourism business in their country. How it's affecting the people, the community. It's like the people who actually, the residents can't even afford to buy land, can't afford to do nothing because their country is really based on tourism. So I feel that the model with the Bahamas using right now is following that same concept because they like have like 3 million people or so that are residents in that country. You only have like 450, but eventually we'll get to that level, you know? And I really feel that the model what they're using right now with tourism is not trickling down to rent. You understand? If you're not in that industry, it isn't affecting you.
Right.
So I just want to bring that topic up.
And even if you're in the industry, it's still not affecting you. Because if you look where the spend is, it's on a lot of these private islands.
That's how she's talking about MSC Cruise Line. Only reason MSC come in there is because they're fixing the island right now. You understand what I'm saying? That's the only reason they come to Grand Bahama, the Magnifica and all of that. You know what I mean? And even the people who come off the boat, they don't really spend no money. You understand? They don't spend no money in the community. And the people who take them to the various places, sitting to certain vendors who approve by the cruise line.
Yeah, that's so been going on since.
By the cruise line.
You ain't got to tell me about that, because from my was knee-high to a grasshopper running around the Bahama Star and the Emerald Seas. And my dad was captain on both, so therefore I was privy to it. I sat in many, orientations where they say you got to go to this shop, go to that shop. That's been the hustle for ages, and we need to break out of that.
Exactly. I mean,
if you're a Bahamian in the tourism market, whatever your business is, you should be allowed an opportunity to make a tourism market with your business, just like anybody else.
Yes, sir. All right, man. We talk about the Rangers, the New York Rangers in the next hour.
Yeah, call me in the next hour. We'll talk. Because I know he's one of my few hockey lovers, so we're going to talk now for sure. I believe you'd be hitting parlay on hockey. That's why you like hockey so much. Anyway, go on. We'll talk to you in 5 o'clock.
Sir.
All right, so Darren, and again, thank you, sir. Great coverage as always by the Grand Bahama News. And you get all sides of Grand Bahama, and people appreciate that. Darren,
thank you.
What you got for us, buddy? How are you, man?
All right, yeah. I want to go back to that question you were running from with that $75 dinner.
No, we're going back there.
Well, I'm running. We ready to deal with it all now.
I was about to segue and ask you if you had, your fresh, suit and ready to go for this big $75 engagement.
I'm going. I'm not wearing any suit. I'm wearing my company's uniform. We don't wear suit.
Okay. I with you.
Let me put that there. I ain't going to do nothing different. You're going to meet the person who's waiting for me.
My boy. I like that. That's what I'm talking about.
So let me put that one there. I know Sarah going to get a three-piece suit and a hair pulled back tight. And all
and the white tee gloves. Don't forget the white tee gloves coming in.
She's gonna be
for me to go shopping, and I'll go anyhow. So you don't need to come up with that. I love to go shopping. Well, I need a new outfit. Let's go.
But Naughty, for me, I'm very, first of all, I mean, in spite of the nagging for the meeting, I'm happy that we are finally getting what we've requested. Yes, I've been encouraging quite a bit of young business owners throughout Grand Bahama to come to the meeting. Some, of course, find it very challenging to pay the $75. And some I've been able to encourage to make the sacrifice to be a part of it. One, because I feel that you should have first-hand information yourself. I am sort of skeptical and a little concerned over the fact that questions must be filtered before they can be asked, because they're saying to send in the questions by the 3rd of May. And so I'm going to my questions that I do have. I have about 3 questions that I really want some answers to. And I'm going to be looking very forward to hearing those questions asked. And if they're not asked, then of course, I'm going to continue to do what I do and making sure that the public know these are my three questions. The chamber refused to ask them, and or the prime minister decide not to answer them. But however, it's not going to be on the floor, open mic, where we can question the person that works for the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I'm always disappointed when we put people in place like our political leaders, and they become so dictative to us, the people that has hired them. But however, I'm grateful, and I want to encourage as many Grand Bahamians, business owners in particular, whether you are a part of the chamber or you are not a part of the chamber, because I'm not a chamber member, but the meeting, from what I've been advised, is open.
But you're going to be soon. But you will be soon.
But soon is soon. But I just want to make it known to those that are listening that this is by the chamber, and I want to encourage many persons who are in business in Grand Bahama to go out and make the sacrifice. The good thing is, you know, you're going to not just be paying $75 a year, the prime minister speak, but you're going to also be getting a meal with it. So you're not just paying $75 a year and speak, but it's for a dinner meeting. So come prepared to enjoy and fellowship. Bring your business cards. Come build a network and a relationship with other business owners. And let's have one voice, one sound, and continue to stand together for the betterment of Grand Bahama. So, you know, I'm hoping, too, also that the Grand Bahama Port Authority, which is a registered chamber member, would also be in attendance to this meeting, and they won't shy out on showing up. That I would hope that the president, Ian Rule, and all of his executives, the lawyer, the salesman, the accountant, and also the principals of the board, would show up because they're chamber members as well, and be a part of the discussion and hear for themselves what the prime minister has to say.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got another call.
Good point.
Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Naughty. You know, Saturday is the World Relay Games, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went to take it, you know, Naughty.
So you trying to get tickets to the World Relay, is it?
Naughty, I went to for Sunday, Naughty. Really? Naughty, you know, Saturday is my birthday.
Well, you got to try listening to 5 o'clock hour with me talking sports.
Yeah, but make sure I went to Sunday. I'm 73 on Saturday, you know.
All right, well, I want to make sure you get straight, all right? And happy birthday in advance.
I can bring my case of Guinness, too.
Oh, Lord, watch it now. Sparky might get jealous and try to keep that case of Guinness from you.
I love you, okay?
Happy birthday in advance, eh? All right.
Happy birthday, Sparky.
That ain't Sparky. That's somebody who rivals Sparky. 73
oh, geez,
drinking
I
a case
that
of
Sparky.
No, boy, Sparky,
wow.
Will find them. They got a case of Guinness. But here, I got a text coming in real quick. Naughty, Brave is setting them up. The Port Authority structure is still a better model than local government. We all love West End, but we ain't trying to live there. Ouch.
Ouch.
Any comments
on
that?
Darren wasn't here when we spoke about this last week, and it was something that I was quite adamant about, Darren, that people still don't quite understand what's happening. They still think this is like this $357 million is some bill that we get that we pay every year. And I need people to understand this is not a bill that the government gives the Port Authority every year. There's a lot of confusion out there, and I really hope that people take the time to understand it more. But it is, we pay as a populace, as Freeport, all our money, like every island in the Bahamas, immigration, customs, airport taxes, VAT taxes, all go into the government coffers. But because Freeport is run as a city by someone else through its business center and roads and everything like that, that money is supposed to make sure that it covers for the salaries of staff and expenses for the island. And we've never, ever, ever been short. And so this is the first time that we supposedly have been. And this is where this issue has come from. And as Darren has rightly said, the only people who will be paying for that if there is found to be a shortfall are the people of Freeport. And I think that's my bigger concern. Darren, you want to say anything on that?
I think we've been singing the same song for some time. And 90% of the persons who have the most to say are not really ones who understand the actual Hawks Creek Agreement and understand the full logistics of what it entailed. One of the things that I also said to a couple of weeks ago on another talk show was that while the person may have felt that the government would have given the Port Authority 30 days to actually, or the government would have given the port an ultimatum and saying, answer us in 30 days, pay us in 30 days. That's not so. That's actually in the agreement. The agreement says you submit a bill and you have within 30 days to make good up that bill or to negotiate or to discuss within the 30 days. So there was never the government, while they may feel that the government doing something and trying to force the port, that is actually in the agreement. The agreement, 5-1 or 5-1A, basically indicates where the government submits a bill and the port has 30 days to make good of it. So it was not an ultimatum given by the government. And if you look at 5-1A, B, and C, you would really understand the grounds that the government is coming from. But then if you understand the actual 1A, B, and C, you would see where the government really doesn't have much teeth in this. And I think they're just setting us up for a downfall and really making us look bad. And the truth be told, the port now, on another news station, we heard where the port lawyers and the government lawyers have met. And they're, and now...
Well, I wanted a little insight into that. I mean, what's the latest on that?
Well, we don't have the latest, but I'll say this much to you. Here is a private company who, in my view, has probably the finest of the finest from Grand Bahama or from the Bahamas will be representing them, because half of these attorneys are retainers for companies. So I'm only assuming that Grand Bahama got some serious. The names that I'm hearing being called for the port lawyers is very interesting. And if they're saying to you, there is no case, and I mean, of course, they've not said it publicly, but I've been told that there is no case. I'm waiting for the egg to actually hit the faces of those that were speaking so boldly. And no, I'm not celebrating the fact that there is no case. I am celebrating because we've been saying to you a long time, come, let's talk. Don't do what you're doing publicly. Come, let's talk. Because we can mitigate and we can liquidate and we could, what that word is they doing, Sarah? We could, what it is? We could, what they doing, Sarah? They're in the court, what it is? Give me the word.
They're in arbitration.
They could arbitrate.
Okay, hold on. I got a text coming.
But
in.
We do know who the lawyers are. But we also know, and I don't know if you were applying this, that the government is not using local lawyers or Bahamian lawyers. They've gone out of country to pick someone. That's what I heard yesterday.
All right, but I just got this text coming in, so I need y'all to address this. None of your guests are incorrect. It is a bill, and it's the difference between what the government tax revenue is versus what the government spent. It's absolutely a bill. And no, it's not a bill to the people. It's a bill to the company that has a 100-year lease. So,
and of course,
they can't bill them.
No. See, again, we have to understand 5-1A, B, and C as relates to the agreement. The government, the developers of the city of Freeport, wanting, that's why Grand Bahama is so privileged to have as much government agencies than all of the other islands of the Bahamas except Nassau. So when other, for instance, other islands have to wait for road traffic to visit them for licensing of their vehicle, some parts of the month, they got to wait for NIB, they got to wait for this agency, they don't have the fisheries department, they don't have this department. They almost got to wait for these things. Grand Bahama has almost 99% of government agencies can give you government issued documents on the island of Grand Bahama. So in the developer's design, the developers say, hey, listen, I want to create a one-stop shop for the city of Freeport. I want to be able that when my investors or my guests or my long-term or second home owners come to this island, they could get the necessary documents they need. So what we're going to do is we want to have a functioning Bahamas Customs. We want to have a functioning Department of Immigration. We want to have this functioning. We want to have pre-clearance. We want to have. And then the agreement was, if there is a shortfall of us having these things, we, the developers, will meet those shortfalls. We will meet those salaries. And if you pay attention more to the agreement, then the government also owes custom officers and immigration officers and police officers compensation on the fact that they're paying to do government work in the city of Freeport. Because they shouldn't be paying for housing. They should have allowance on transportation. So they're tricky, or you should approach it cautiously. So to say that there is a bill and a bill from the developers, then you don't understand the actual agreement. The agreement is saying on the shortfall. So if the government expenditure for the city of Freeport is $2 million and the government intake for the city of Freeport was only $1 million, then the Grand Bahama Port Authority owes the government $1 million. But it goes back to, again, showing where you actually have a shortfall. You can't tell me there's a shortfall and you can't show me the shortfall. You just gonna tell me, hey, give me $357 million. That's what you owe us. How did we owe you that? Where did that come from? And if government is saying that our expenditure for the city of Freeport is $200 million or $70 million a year, which doesn't really add up for the island and for the agency. And then you can't come tell me a Ministry of Grand Bahama that's only designed, and the minister herself said it very well, she only pays bill for government agencies. So she's really not a ministry that should have a photographer, should have a media department, should have all of these other unnecessary civil servants working in the Ministry of Grand Bahama, adding additional costs. She shouldn't have millions of cars parked up and being maintained, and then you want to submit it as a bill. You can't bring beautiful Grand Bahama and submit it as a bill when I have sanitation services contracted by the developers. So all of these things, we got to be careful how we say the government or the port owes the government, because you have to make the bill make sense. And if the bill doesn't make sense, then we drive the question, how did you arrive to such a bill? How did you get here? And that's where we are, and that's what we can't seem to understand. I am not trying to side or speak for the port. I am just trying to not make myself look shame in not being able to get the necessary answers that is needed to make sure that we as a people will be doing the right thing. And so I will, again, Sarah, you should be doing this, but I want to put a plug in again to business community. Let the Prime Minister see that we in Grand Bahama,
yes,
the business community, we are serious. Let's pack the ballroom of the Alukaya, okay? And it's not about, the Prime Minister. It's about hearing the information and him understanding that the room could hold probably 3,000, 1,000. Let's show up in great numbers and make sure that our presence is felt and that we show them whatever will come with the government. We ain't come here playing. And we ain't come here joking. We come here meaning business, because we want to know. We want to know what's going on, and we want to be a part of what's going on. So, yes, look beyond the $75, okay? Keep in mind that $75 is going to give you a nice dinner. But you're also going to be in that room. You're going to mix and mingle with other business people that you didn't know. That, you know, this is how you meet people. This is how you build relationships. This is how you share your product.
Yeah, Darren, I totally agree. But we also have to really encourage everyone to support the chamber, because as a chamber, we're stronger. So, you know, for me, I do agree with everything. All the businesses should be out there, because that's that big factor in the whole Hawksbill Creek agreement, that we are a participating part of that Hawksbill Creek agreement. The licensees must make any decision that goes forward on the Port Authority.
And so, you know, I am still out there on the wing, but I believe personally, and I'll say this publicly, I believe that the president in the person of James Carey has been a little extra radical for me, which I liked. He was not one standing down. He was pushing and fighting for the business community and letting his voice be heard. And that is an encouragement to myself, who's not a chamber member, to want to be a chamber member and see the need to be a chamber member, because now I'm seeing some radicalness from the actual president. I've been watching the chamber for a while. I've always encouraged persons and always remind persons the chamber is the recognized body for us, the business owners. And we should do our best to affiliate ourselves with them and to make sure that we are part of them. But seeing that some of us are on the fence, hopefully we'll jump off the fence soon. I still want to hammer home the importance of business owners in Grand Bahama. Don't say, oh, don't find no excuse.
We represent all West End, East End, everybody.
Darren Cooper ain't wearing no suit. I wear my uniform. I got in my uniform. So that's what that there. Sarah them wearing suit. They wear that to work. That's what they wear to work. I don't wear a suit to work. You understand? So come out, put on your business shirt, bring your business card, go register now because tickets are moving very fast in the chamber. If you can't register online, go to the chamber office. If you're not computer savvy, go to the chamber office, which is in the yard of the Ram Memorial Hospital, the Blue Building, and go there and let them assist you in making sure that you are a part of being in this forum, that you can hear for yourself the Prime Minister, and you'd be able to rub shoulders with some of Grand Bahama's finest, and we can show that we are united and we mean business. Let's come here. I'm not the spokesman for the chamber, but I believe that this is a very important meeting. We've not had in Grand Bahama, in the business community, we've not had the privilege in some years to have an opportunity to sit with the nation's chief, the chief servant, to be able to hear our concerns and to address them. This issue of the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government is a real one for us licensees, especially us in the city, and we should come out to make sure that we get the necessary answers. We've been calling for this some time. We've been nagging for this for some time. Now it's here. Let's come out and be a part of it. Oh, I just go to bed at 6 o'clock. Well, go to bed at 9 on Monday. Oh, I just eat before 5. Well, don't eat the food, but still pay the $75. Get your tickets and be a part of this because I believe that based on our presence, we'll determine the seriousness of our government doing what is right for the people of Grand Bahama. The money or the government the money, then we want to hear and we want it to be articulated clearly on how we get here and help us understand what was the request and what is so forth. So come out, Grand Bahama, listen. Y'all is listening to me on everything else. Y'all is supporting me on everything else. I look at all of y'all. I don't want your excuses. Come out. Let's be a part of this. I hope the chamber pay me for this free this advertisement.
I got you on that. I got your lunch on that.
Well, you better send me some parties too then. I just want
to. Yeah, but I on that.
All right, but listen.
Don't worry, I'm having those delivered to you.
I got a couple of questions coming in off the text line. Naughty, please ask Darren and Sarah, why doesn't the government, when they receive the funds from the port authority or the port authorities, give each citizen over the age of 21 and who participate in NIB, give them $50,000 each? It is our money instead of them wasting it on their cronies. That's my 5 cents.
I agree.
You can't get no more cut and dry than that.
I agree. I know. But guess what? If the Grand Bahama Port Authority pays on this bill, it's 357, I want to know what is going to be done. Is this 357 going to, and of course I know they'll say, oh, government already spent his money. Government already spent his money from the national treasury, so we got to put it back, which is unacceptable. But how much of that, if it's paid, will Grand Bahama really see, feel, and touch?
I want to know how much money we give to the Treasury in general. I mean, that Freedom of Information Act is just sitting right there.
Well, hold on.
As a community, how much we give to the government.
Well, you should be able to find out soon, because the chairman of the current administration, the PRP, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, he says the government supports the Freedom of Information Act. He insists it now. I know a couple of weeks ago he was saying it's none of our business. But now, I mean, there's no need for one, but now there is a need for one. So maybe we could get all that information in short order. Kind of bring that up too, if you can, when the Prime Minister down there and you're out at that banquet.
Naughty.
Just throw that in there. We can need a Freedom of Information Act if this thing go right through, Chief.
Naughty. The chairman is only saying that now. Listen to me. When you see September of 2024 hit, you can hear everything that they were saying no on. You can hear that. You can hear them say, "Oh, we are now working on it, and it will never pass under this term." All for a political a political scheme where they want us to believe they're coming to win. Foolishness. Because if you ain't do it in the first 3 years, you ain't going to do it in the last two.
All right. Well, we got a call real quick. Let's see who that is. But I want to thank you guys for chiming in so candidly. And I cannot wait to hear from both of you next week, Tuesday, for sure. Post big Chamber of Commerce meeting.
I can be on from 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
Naughty.
I'm excited I can be to come tell you but the meeting.
But that's how it's at 1 o'clock. He might not let you get on if you're not excited.
Naughty.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon. Before they go, listen, here's the question I would like to pose. That he said that is owed to the Bahamas government. When was this money pegged to be paid? Is this a quarterly bill? Is this a quarterly amount? Is this a yearly amount? Is this a 3-year or 5-year amount? When was this money expected to be paid to the Bahamas government? Secondly, to close it. And so if this is a 3-year or 5-year, then it means that our government has been very negligent in collecting these monies when they were supposed to. And all of them deserve to be fired. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jeff.
I'll say this before we go. I'll raise the response to that. From the information received by the chairman and the government, this is a 5-year, 357 is 5 years. Now, what's the trickiness to this? The government said that they can go up to 6 years, but the government chose to go up to 5. Well, why miss it a whole year? Why miss or why give them credit on a whole year when the law you say could give you up to 6 years? This column is a 5-year bill. What we want to know is how much per year that arrived that brought us to this. Based on our mathematics and our calculation, is basically $77 million per year, which again, the government is saying this is their yearly shortfall. And so we only go by what they say. This 357 is 5 years. I would ask, why not go to 6 that the law allows you to go to if this is a legitimate bill? But we don't know. We'll see. Hopefully, Sarah will be able to put that question in the email and get that answer.
I'm worried about that. I don't like that.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you guys, and we'll do it again next week for sure. And like I said, I'm a popcorn ready. Post-event, all right? But thanks so much, man. We got to get to the news, but great stuff as always. I really appreciate you guys chiming in. Looking forward to next week. Have a great weekend. Give them heck for me at that meeting, man.
All righty.
Thanks, Naughty. Thanks, Darren. You guys are the best. Thanks, bye.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll hit you up with the news, and right out of the news, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Get ready!
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise, more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world. Chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Made exactly the way they should be by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all white meat, triple breaded, spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun. With your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce. Every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys.
Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, the National Insurance Board, the National Youth Guard, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Tropical Gyros, and the World Athletics World Relays.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads. Boy, Naughty and Company, right up until 6 p.m. Pearly will be chiming in short order. If I know Pearly, he will be chiming in. But I'll be honest with you. baseball season is in. If Pearly got the new air fryer, you know what time it is, right? He'd be watching Dodgers and honey glazing something. But as soon as he chimes in, you know we will hear from Pearly. While I wait on Pearly, let me get on in and I hit you up with Today in Sports History. I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, Tuesday, April 30th, boy, a ton of things happened on this day. 1922. Look out for Pearly, Mr. Producer. Please. On this day, 1922, Charlie Robinson of the White Sox. 1939, Lou Gehrig played his last game with the New York Yankees. He played in 2,130 consecutive games. That stood as a record forever until Cal Ripken broke it of the Orioles. 1940, Belle Martell was licensed in California by state boxing officials. She was the first American woman prize fighter referee. 1961, Willie Mays of the San Francisco Giants hit four home runs against the Milwaukee Braves. 1970, Billy Williams of the Chicago Cubs became the first National League player to play in 1,000 straight games. 1971, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Baltimore Bullets in the fourth straight game of a championship series. They were only the second team in Major League history to take another team out in four straight games at that time. 1989, Bill Schumacher won his 1,000th stakes race. That's in horse racing. 1993, Monica Seles was stabbed by Günther Porsche. Porsche had run out onto the court after a match and stabbed Seles in the upper back. 1996, the New York Yankees and Baltimore Orioles played the longest nine-inning game in history. The game took 4 hours and 21 minutes. 1997, Riddick Bowe announced his retirement from boxing to pursue a career with HBO Cable Network. His career record was 40-1 with 32 knockouts. 1997, the Atlanta Braves set a major league record when they got their 19th win in the month of April. 2002, Alex Rodriguez became the second youngest major league player to reach 250 home runs. He was 26 years old and 277 days old at the time. Sports quote of the day, I really like the words to compliment myself today. Sorry, I really lack the words to compliment myself today. Alberto Tomba, famous alpine skier from Italy. I hear Pearly chiming in. What's going on, Pearly?
I thought she was going to say the quote was by Naughty.
No. Let me get a couple of things out of the way, some housekeeping out of the way, and then,
like
you know.
Like my father used to say, carry on smartly.
I shall. Let's get into the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Okay, you know, that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's check out Today in Sports History. The local home scene, all brought to you, of course, like I said, by Burger King Nassau. Just a bit too much win for Denisha. Bahamian collegiate athlete Denisha Cartwright won the women's 100-meter hurdles at the 114th running of the Drake Relays at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, Iowa on Saturday. She clocked a wind-aided 12.71 seconds. Walcott hits his first home run of the year. Bahamian professional baseball player Sebastian Walcott recently did his first home run of the season for the Hickory Crawfords in High A baseball. The Crawfords lost the game 5-4 to the Asheville Tourists at LP France Stadium in Hickory, North Carolina, but that's good stuff in our Rangers organization with what Walcott's doing right there. I like to see that.
Yeah, I know the kid. He's a good kid, too.
And the British are coming set to arrive tomorrow. Great Britain and Northern Ireland's team from the World Athletic Relays. Bahamas 2024 is set to arrive in the Bahamas today. The World Relays will be held this weekend, May 4th and 5th, at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium.
I'm excited.
You going to be in town for that, Pearly?
Yeah, in town for that. In town for
you
that.
You need to go cover that on behalf of the show.
I did put in for a press accreditation. I'm just waiting on a response to get it. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. So now that we've got that out of the way, now let me get to who's in and who's out. Of course, by Tropical Gyro. And before I start this segment, Mr. Producer, just allow me a moment, please. Oh, we have some calls there. Allow me to start it like this. As we talk about yesterday's NBA performances.
Happy day, happy day. Oh, happy day.
See, that's God. The song can't play.
It playing. You just can't hear that. Jesus telling you get some Q-tips.
It ain't coming across.
Mr. Producer, what's going on with my mic? I thought I heard it. I thought I heard it. Probably you trying to make people believe you can't hear this thing.
I really can't. Not over the Zoom. I can't hear it.
Oh, don't worry about the Zoom. Everybody on the radio line, they can hear what's on. This is.
You've been watching too much.
Sister to Sister with Whoopi. Great comedian right there, buddy. Great movie. Lauryn Hill was in that movie too, you know, bro.
I know.
That's my song, and I'm sticking to it. Now, Pearly, okay. I know I'm going to go one road. You're going to go probably another road in this. You're still my big Laker brother, and I love you. No diddy. But I told you also, and I told you all from the reasons why I was waiting for it to happen, with LeBron James, utter mediocrity. I could watch some young fellas develop and see utter mediocrity improve every year. I could see them every year as a young squad go in from the 10th, 9th, or 8th seed. Come on, man. But anyway, he played well last night. Before you said he played well last night, but I just want to ask one question. One question, Pearly, and this basketball 101. If you're supposed to be the GOAT or self-proclaimed GOAT, people brag on your basketball IQ so much so that you could have coaches removed at will. And if they fire Darvin Ham, that'll be the third coach in 6 years that has left the Lakers. So that's like he averaging one every 2 years. So I digress. Nonetheless, if you got LeBron and you got the team that's there, okay? This ain't good. This ain't good. This ain't good. This does not speak to Laker pedigree, Pearly. This doesn't speak to it. Now, he did his thing, but basketball 101, my one point is, why, in the words of The Rock, why in the blue hell would you dribble up the court into Jokic's chest with 4 seconds left? Get it to the middle of the court and try to find somebody to shoot it up. Now, it ain't your fault that, you know, they called a timeout earlier on. I don't know if it was for injury or not, but now you didn't have no timeout, so you couldn't bring the ball in at half court. I firmly minded that ball, and I'm not saying it's LeBron's fault, but if they got out a better play drawn up to get that ball in or they had a timeout, which is coaching, and inbound at the half, Hachimura, Reeves, maybe even LeBron might have hit that shot to win them the game. That had a better shot than that garbage Prince had to throw up because how he got the ball out of position.
If my auntie had certain plumbing, she would have been my uncle. If is a big word. Hold on. It shouldn't have come down to that. When we started arguing, if it was a really close game, straight through from start to finish, okay. But you had a big lead that you blew.
Again.
All right, but you see, but the problem is, a championship, champion teams don't win off what the GOAT does, you know. The champion win off what role players do. And the role players are not producing.
Now, Pearly, to that point, hold on, Pearly. I'm not going to let you slide like that too quickly. I agree with you.
No, don't tell me you're going to let me slide. See, because your thing about it is, you vex with LeBron. You can't stand LeBron.
But the numbers don't lie, and I'll get to that in a second. But I'm not going to let you get off that easy and say, oh, other players have to perform. I agree It's a team. And who is the one chiming from in the regular season? If they don't get no bench scoring, they ain't going far in the playoffs. This guy. Okay? That's fine. But we have also seen, you and I, especially in Laker Purple and Gold, some Herculean efforts by the greats that have won the Purple and Gold before. I was laying the cut waiting on you. I knew you was coming with this. I've seen Magic put that team on the shoulders minus Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and carry them to a championship. I seen Shaq do it. I seen Kobe do it. Come on, Purdy. If you're great, you have to put your team. Just let me finish the point. If you're great and you're in that upper echelon in that stratosphere, at some point, you have to, at some point in your career, say, everybody get on. We fixing to go to this championship, and I will take you there. I've seen other great ones do it. The floor is yours, my brother.
Okay. I have also seen that the greats, I remember a championship game. In the last championship that they won, Kobe didn't have a great, I think he had 15 points or something like that, and Powell and others carried the team. He was able to throw a lot of assists. LeBron had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists in that game. I mean, and see, you making me, see, what making me so mad with this? I defending the dude. I can't stand
it. And I'm laughing my behind off. And I'm laughing my head off.
You're making me believe I'm a LeBron sexual.
You sound like one too. Very convincing.
See, my whole thing is, I'm a Lakers.
I never knew you had them tendencies.
See, watch this. Listen, see, I didn't plan that was to say to you all day. Now you trying to throw me off. Listen to me carefully. I am upset with you because I never wanted LeBron there. I never liked that team. I think the team, other than the championship he won in the bubble, and see, don't you know asterisk next to that when you look at how many championships he gets? So don't tell me that.
Right.
My problem is you want the Lakers to lose because you hate LeBron. I'm a Laker. I don't care who on my team. I can pull for who on my team because I'm a Laker.
And that's
first.
Fine, but I'm saying it.
And hold on, I ain't finished. I've been a Laker fan for 52 years. 52 years. I've
and
seen like, all the ebbs and flows of my team.
And like
I've
we talked about on air, I said I am not a 50-year Laker. I might be a 30-some-year, almost 40-year Laker. But I could be honest with you. I've earned the right to say I'm not a member of the family reunion. You can say, no, don't let her marry this dude. I didn't like him. Don't let him come into the family. He's a freak. He got issues. I don't care how rich he is. I don't care how smart he is. He got some scandal to him. Watch him.
Listen to me carefully, Naughty. I hear what you're saying, but see, you forgetting. You just like Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? You don't even remember the times when we was a lottery pick? When we were a lottery pick? I hear you making noise then.
Excuse me.
20 years ago. When we were a lottery pick?
When we was lottery picking, I was still lobbying for players, even when we picked D'Lo Russell at number two.
But you didn't pull for the Lakers to lose, bad. You were mad.
No.
And I'm mad for losing. But I'm not pulling for my Lakers to lose. I'm pulling for my Lakers to win every game they play.
Okay, but just let me bring some clarity to this and we can move on. It is not that I hate vision. But the bigger thing is...
That's a big equation. That's like...
No, stop. This is all about me. It's all about me, baby. Let me tell you why. There's nothing like walking a road ahead of time saying... The 49ers could be the last to lose in the Super Bowl, and it happens. Well, I said this a long time before he's coming in. So I knew that this was a six-year window that could have been really good for me, like how it is now where I got a point to argue and say, see? Or I was going to have to eat some serious humble pie, too, if they had a run. And you all would have blitzkrieged me. You ought to tell me I was a crazy man sitting in the corner, shut up.
Yeah. See, but you keep living on this.
But I took the
right.
I was right.
You turn your back on me, you're gone. You're gone. You decide to, just like that one you say, don't marry them. Ain't no hopes of coming back to marry them. So when you go and you ain't doing, then go. Don't come back to them, but you earn a right. No, when you decide to leave, you leave.
No.
You don't make it up.
Don't try. No, stop. You're missing that analogy. Let me tell you what that analogy is. I'm the family member in the family reunion, in the party, saying, watch this boy. Don't let her date this boy. This boy is a punk. This boy is a little snot. This boy is a little petulant, little spoiled, entitled little so-and-so who's telling like a gal when he don't get his own way. And he's too fool off the court. Boom. Or he's too fool.
That analogy, that don't hold water.
I'm that guy in the family. I don't care if he don't like me. And guess what? If she marry him, every family reunion, like I said, I never did like that, buddy. I already told, now what happened? He cheating on her? I told you he was a dog.
No, it gets to the point that family start having events and don't invite you to it.
And then when he mess up, guess who get invited again? To come back and tell you, well, I saw you so, because blood is thicker than water.
But the bottom line is, my boy didn't mess up. But the rule is messed up.
No, Brandon.
He come there, I wanted 30 points from him, I get 30 points from him. The rest ain't give us what we supposed to get.
We ain't got no Herculean effort yet, but guess what? Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I got a feeling this mystery dog's been on Muff. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, Curly.
Hey, what's happening?
Listen, okay. All the respect, what's Curly. I start later to watch Naughty after the series now, man. I try to watch these Lakers till it's by later, but...
This I hear you, but what I'm saying now. Is, I agree, you know. I fine with that, and guess what?
Now,
I watched
the
game last night,
man.
I watched my dog.
He's stuck in the same, man. We don't have a closer. He's supposed to be the closer. We don't have a closer, you know.
We're the closer.
You have a closer.
Ah.
Listen to me carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Last night, the Dodgers game was on. I watched the Dodgers. I ain't watch the Lakers. I watch my Dodgers. My point is, I still pull for the Lakers, and while he ain't there, I ain't going to watch many games with either. I agree with that. I ain't going to wish for my team to lose.
The more we lose, the more
he's going to stay there to try to prove something. If he didn't win this year, he might retire after this.
No, sir.
Hey, let's talk about the New York Rangers now. And that sweep, that sweep they put on the Capitals.
Boy, look here. Like I told him earlier, Pearly, I believe he won some money on some parlays. With the Allen game on the Rangers, because I ain't never seen nobody hot up to talk about the Rangers like him.
Listen, it's been a long time since the New York Rangers did anything.
You did it in convincing style, all right? I mean, you did it, you know, 4-3, 3-1, 4-2. Nothing was really close.
It wasn't even that close in them 3-4-3 game. It wasn't even that close.
No, it really should have been last year. The Rangers got probably the two best goalkeepers in hockey. If not, arguably, two of the best goalkeepers in hockey.
That's the best goalkeeper in hockey right now, boy.
They should have been there last year, but I expect the Rangers to be in the Stanley Cup, and I expect them to be against Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, they don't fall short like last time, and we make it there.
But let's see what they do, because guess what?
Yeah.
The last time New York... I think won a championship. Mark Messier came over from the Edmonton Oilers.
It was Messier and
helped them win it in New York.
Yeah,
and it had been the first time in 100 and some years, and I don't think they've won one since.
Yeah, you're correct.
But I tell you,
it was the great one of Messier.
No. Messier, the great one came later. Remember now, they traded Gretzky from Edmonton. They traded Gretzky to the Los Angeles Kings. Then from the Kings, while he was with the Kings, the Rangers won a championship.
Exactly.
Traded him from the Kings to the Rangers, and he still was prolific in New York. He put butts in the seat and they made money, but they didn't win any more championships.
They didn't win anything.
No.
That's right. But Messier, to me, was the greatest Ranger. Mark Messier. That's the greatest Ranger, man.
No, bro. You talking greatest Ranger. You got to talk Phil Esposito, bro.
This is my time, though. I'm 42.
Yeah,
I do. I tell you what I see.
Yeah, that's good.
Era. Okay, in his era. Because Esposito was a little before that.
Yeah, but if you want to talk, yes, I agree Mark Messier should be up there, but don't forget Brian Leach, Adam Graves, Henrik Lundqvist.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, Mike Richter's another one, bro. You can't forget Mike Richter, bro.
Yeah, I forget them. I just love Mark Messier.
And here's another one that played in New York. Was famous in Pittsburgh, but still did a great job and won a prolific scores in hockey. Jaromir Jagr was another one that was pretty decent for
him. Oh, yeah. That man was dangerous.
That's right. I forgot about him.
Phil Esposito was another good one. John Van Beesbrook was a great goaltender for you all.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So you got a lot of pedigree.
Jagr's a Russian fella.
A lot of history with the Rangers there now. You got to go down the list. There's a big hierarchy and then a lower hierarchy of their greats. That's how many there are.
That's
a storied hockey franchise right there.
That's a great sport. Maybe it's more beam to get into that.
Be a smooth sailing, though.
No.
Don't think you're on smooth sailing because you got to get past the Bruins.
Listen, man. As long as... And he ain't even play his best game. Our goalie ain't play his best game, you know. In that series. He ain't playing no good games in that series. He get him get all type points and thing, man. But in this one,
he's good. He's good. He's really good.
He got CPR butterfly and thing. Butterfly save.
There you go. All right, call it good stuff.
I'm glad you're excited about it. I'm glad you're excited about it.
And be sure to chime in all the way through the hockey playoffs, right through the Stanley Cup, man.
The Lakers let me down, so I got to go with the Braves and the Rangers now, man.
Oh, Lord. I don't mind even the Rangers play.
The
gonna watch you with that Braves talk around Purdy now. He's get upset.
You know what time it is. You're in the bed of Dodgers right now.
We got
the Dodgers
this weekend. We got the Braves this weekend. Time can tell.
We can talk Monday then. You two can talk Monday for sure.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one, man.
You too, bro. Be safe. Bye.
All right.
Let's get to some of these mean tweets there, Pearly. And I have to call them mean tweets. Like this one right here. Naughty. I'm so happy your Lakers are going fishing with Pearly. Maybe they will win a fishing championship, but I doubt catching any grunts will win a championship.
Wow.
Hold on. There's more. Naughty. Great show as usual. I won yesterday by betting against the Lakers. I buy all kinds of donuts and KFC. Well, you should have brought some money here for me and for Purdy, because I told you take the 6.5 with the Lakers, because even if they lose, I don't think it'll be by more than 6.5. So you should be thanking us.
I took the Lakers in the points.
I won, but at the end of the day, you know, if there's more, you know, Skrilla to collect, let's collect it, you know?
No, but hold on. I took the Celtics in the points. You tell me don't do it. I took the Thunder in the points.
No, but that's fine. And you won, and you might have won a little more money. But I won nicely with money line on the Celtics, Thunder, and the Lakers plus 6.5.
I turned
into more than a hundo. I'll tell you that much. I turned that hundo 7.5 times. That's what I did, Pearly.
Well, okay, all right, okay.
Why you think I playing, oh, happy day?
I thought it was just because the Lakers lost. But
That too. But you know, when I win, I win. And when I lose, I win. That's how it is roll.
Okay. Drinks on you. No problem.
I ain't got no problem with that, man. Hey, Naughty, great show. Wait. We covered that one already. Yeah, so send our cut. Send me and Pearly's cut, please. Naughty, good evening, Prophet Naughty. If only Pearly would listen to you and listen to your wise counsel. Bye-bye in the best way, LeBron. Enjoy fishing in Harbor Island. And if he make it to Harbor Island, call me so I can come through and Kong shell at him.
Texter, I didn't disagree with Naughty. You know, I agree with everything Naughty said, Texter. What I disagree was him pulling for the Lakers to lose because he don't like LeBron.
I pulled for them to lose because I wanted to be right, and then I don't like LeBron. That's all.
One of the reasons why I wanted the Lakers to at least make a decent run. He has an option in June 1st. He has to decide a player option. Pearly, he had won a championship this year. He was gone. Caller, now he may want to come back one more year, and that's what's pissing me off.
Caller, I see you. I'm coming to you now. Listen, Pearly. MJ horned in on it last night. She's like, sweetie, I don't want you to get upset when I tell you this. I ain't going nowhere. And she say, we've watched him through our whole relationship and his whole career. You know how he's carry on in Cleveland when the Spurs beat him, shirt come out, mouth like the bungee of a cat, all twist up and...
Exactly.
We saw what he did in Miami. We saw what he did in Cleveland. And now he didn't do it in L.A. That means he can stay his butt right there in L.A., try lobby for them to get Bronny to come in, and I will be right here saying...
No. See, now, MJ, you push it in, Bronny don't come in L.A. Bronny brings nothing to the Lakers.
Exactly.
I don't even know Bronny.
But
the only reason
Bronny
might
be
drafted
laying
in
the
second round is because his daddy can make a call somewhere.
And I will be right in the
Lakers
cut saying, I told you so, for another 3 years.
Lakers don't want no picks to get him, so they won't be picking him. And if he gets picked, he won't be till the second round, and somebody can pick him because LeBron called when he boys. Ain't nothing happening for Bronny.
All right.
Ain't nothing happening for him. He ain't ready. He should stay in college one more year.
He should go back to high school. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Right. Hey, listen, man. I don't want you down them Lakers, you know.
Okay.
The Lakers played 2 games and get beat at the buzzer. 2 games.
Now, stop. Before you get into this, right, I just want to let you know you are right with me, but I see through your Boston Celtic condescending talk right now
but you're just happy we're
gone and we can't get 18 before y'all. That's all.
2 games to the wire. And you know how they win those 2 games. They might have win. Pearly, man, the Lakers did good.
Pearly, you hear this? You hear this, Pearly? You hear this old Red Auerbach, Johnny Most, Tommy Heinsohn foolishness?
Yeah, the Lakers right there.
Hey,
listen, Ben, the Celtics lose. I want you to call this show with the same energy. So me,
oh, I can call now. Don't trust me. I can call. But see, the Celtics.
Don't be like them 49er fans now.
They changed the chemistry a little bit, and that made the difference with the Celtics this year. They changed the chemistry a little bit. But the Lakers come a good way. If the Lakers had one more good player, I think they would have gone there. You know this, you get beat at the buzzer two games.
Anyway, your chemistry hurt his half. Your chemistry hurt his calf yesterday last night. That's what your chemistry hurt his calf last night. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but the Lakers was right there. They did good. They went down, but just that they couldn't hold up coming down. It's like, you know, you lose two games at the buzzer.
You just corrupt this NA. You just corrupt this NA.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah,
you only reason I can give you that because I don't like the Heat. But the next round is a different story.
Oh yeah,
you mean after the next round? Well, it depends who it be. I think Indiana may try to give us a little trouble, but next thing it give us no trouble.
But if y'all play the Knicks, y'all get beat. If y'all play the Knicks and for the Eastern Conference Championship, the Knicks playing basketball, y'all get beat.
You still, I could be right there to hear you. The next got one man. And once we
the Knicks doing what championship teams do. The role players producing. And they're doing
their part. No, man. They got that one man. What he named? Brunson? That's it.
Brunson is the star. He's doing what he's supposed to do, but the rest of them. Robinson, the center.
Only him one day got
Robinson, the center, and others doing their part.
Boy,
watch.
Trust me what I say. They ain't going to get that far. Watch it. All right,
y'all.
That's what I mean. No time, wait for no man.
All right, so Pearly, I got one for you now, boy. I tell you, boy, they all coming out the woodworks now, man. All these, you know, you heard out from the Celtic Nation. You hear what Sheldon did us today. Now you know when the Celtics lose, we got to do something for Sheldon, right?
Well, you know, I done.
I put the voice
note
everywhere, viralized it, everything. Yeah, I got something for him though. All right, let me go back to the text lines. Pearly, stop it. LBJ can't run full court like he used to. He is too old. He can't perform like he used to. Basketball is for the young, energetic fellas. Tell LeBron time to push off so I can go back to pulling for the Lakers. Furthermore, he will never be a GOAT moving from team to team to win a ring. Time to pass the baton to Bronny, help him improve his dad game and his whiny crybaby, you know what. How do you really
Bronny,
feel
you
that?
You see what I tell you? These people think I'm a LeBron fan. Let me, like I said, one time, Dexter, I do not like LeBron James. I am not a fan of him. I'm not pulling for him. So don't say that. Don't text me them things. Understand what I'm saying. I am a Los Angeles Laker fan. I pull for my team. I don't care who on my team. I can pull for my team. But let the record reflect, Pearly does not like LeBron James on my Laker team at all. The quicker he go, the happier I will be. But in the meantime, he there. That's what I got. I got to go with that.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got another call. Talking heads.
Yeah, man, I'm even that game tomorrow night, man. I got to 7.
Again?
Yeah. I'm getting
Muff.
Six, man.
Muff.
He played that on the road. He played that
Muff.
On the road, man, yeah.
And I use my boy, and I got to tell you this, and I will make sure you okay, because every day you sound more and more kapunkle up when you call me after watching the Miami Heat game. Do not let them you like this, man.
I mean, hit 23 three-pointers and come by 1 and 2 games,
you
man.
You sound like you're losing sleep, man, and watching replay after
one lose. Man. Well, I know Scary Terry and Jimmy and Josh Richardson, but the second play better than that, man. You can't be getting beat by no 20 home and then you know, play off, man. But anyway, we play better on the road. We win tomorrow night, not getting to sell it. That's all I got to say.
So y'all really think y'all can win tomorrow night?
Yeah, man, they win tomorrow night. They play better on the road, yeah. That's coming back to Miami. Yeah.
Boy, listen.
Now, Muff, you's my boy, but you also answering yourself now. You saying, not coming back to Miami? Yeah, not coming back to Miami.
Yeah.
You gotta convince yourself. You sound like you're trying to talk yourself into this.
I know it's Terry, man, but boy, we miss him. We could use him, boy, and that's serious.
Oh, Roselle?
Yeah, but LA man, you all played good, but Sure, play good, man. But then that Murray, I want to tell you about these Murrays in the NBA. These Murrays, them, all of them dangerous. All of them be dangerous, man. But guess how Derek White was our killer? Murray was your killer last night, man. Murray was putting this thing on you. But boy, look here. Anyhow, Boston fans in their glory now, but they can saw him be quite here long now. That guy in the seven. That's all I got to say. All right, y'all can do the picks and try win up some more money. Because I lost some money last night.
You need to have your drive in, buddy.
Yeah, because I lost money. All right, said, yeah, man, we can link up.
All right, you better be safe. Right, bless. Boy, I tell you, boy. Brother, you know, I think I got to break an old tune out for some of these transsexuals, too, you know. Because, I mean, I seen some of these things pass through the chat, man, and all I could say is, you remember this one, Pearly?
Something wrong with your mic?
Nothing more than feeling. Something wrong with your ears, man. Mr. Producer, you can hear it when I play it, right? Yeah, Pearly, that's you. But that's a good one, man. You remember?
Maybe so.
You remember? Feelings. Nothing more than feeling.
Nothing more than feeling.
You got it, but they all in their feelings today.
That's an old song.
Yeah, but I was breaking out the classics for them today, man. I ain't gonna tell you a word of lie, but I had to laugh, but no, listen, at the end of the day, and see the problem is I mean, I ain't gonna lie. You know, transsexuals get all caught up in their feelings. Oh, no, it's the garbage lengths you LeBron haters go to. What about the lengths that transsexuals go to craft the narrative and legitimize this dude's legacy? Because he has some glaring deficiencies in it. You know what I mean?
But, you know, if you listen, see, you ain't here now. You need to listen to the sports crew, not just on ESPN, on Yahoo, on Bleacher, on NBA TV. Whew, Lord.
They all doing the rounds.
Yep.
Sham Sharina did a number on him, too. I was surprised.
The time will tell.
But, yeah, I mean, listen. For all of you transsexual bunnies, we feel the same way about you all, man. Oh, there's some garbage things you all go into, and you all just got to tote it, because your king, your goat, your goatee, man, got beat again. So, you know, let's just move on. The numbers don't lie. Now, what's the answer for L.A., Pearly? We need another guy, right? We need a third option, right?
So we need a perimeter defender. We need a perimeter defender. That's what Miami's weakest thing is. Dolphins' weak. The Lakers' weakest thing is a Miami perimeter. We need a perimeter defender.
A 3-and-D.
A 3. Not necessarily a 3-and-D. A perimeter a defender. Defender.
All right. No, here's a text. Hey, Pearly, calm down and breathe. Don't change Coach Ham. Just listen to Naughty. He has the vision that a true Yankee has to know how to navigate this tough time. It is finished now.
Like
just let LeBron go.
Last night?
Huh?
Jeff, you mean like the shadow the Yankees get last night, Jeff? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I knew that was coming when I read that text, boy. I knew you was just waiting. Mystery Love Company, eh?
I don't know.
But I'm looking at my Yankees there, Pearly. And the Yankees doing okay. Yankees all right. Yankees looking good, 19-11. I ain't got no problem with the Yankees, 19-11. And they tied for first.
Yeah, until you get beat tonight.
And then, you know, y'all, let's see what y'all looking at.
19-12,
though. So we have a better record.
How many league plays? 3.5, 4.5, something like that?
Well, but your division is dookie. Your division is dog nanny, for lack of a better word.
The Arizona Diamondbacks was in the World Series last year. What is dookie about that?
Well, you should, yeah, but were y'all in the World Series and Arizona wasn't, and you had all that pretty record, eh? And y'all was way out in front, too, eh?
No, doesn't matter. The point is, Arizona was good enough to send us home. That means our division ain't dookie.
Okay, let's get this call real quick. Because we got the final 15 lined up today.
You're on the radio. I can't tell you the two words. The last word is you.
Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd taking this home. Talking KD in Phoenix and Embiid in Philadelphia, LeBron in the Lakers. Yeah, this is a good piece to take us home to. So we got to get this call in real quick. Talking heads.
Nutty, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, Mystery? Everything cool?
Yeah, it's Pearly in the studio.
Yeah, he's right here.
I'm right here. No, I'm not in the studio, but
check,
I'm here.
Check his temperature for me, please.
No, he ain't in studio. He's on Zoom.
Oh, you on Zoom?
Yeah, and I don't check my temperature. No, did he?
No, but you didn't have to touch
it. My temperature is quite fine. It is quite fine. My temperature is not high. It's quite fine.
I just want to make sure you are right, man. You know, I just want to make sure you good. What's going on with you?
Why would I not be good, Mystery? Why would I not be good?
Y'all get beat.
I expected to get beat. I didn't say we were going to go anywhere. I just was pulling for my Lakers. And see, y'all don't listen to me, you know. I expect us to lose.
Let me ask you a question.
I said on the show Thursday we were going to lose.
All I want to know, sir, how did you sleep last night, or did you?
I slept like a baby last night because my Dodgers won.
Yeah, but listen, baseball ain't in season now, man. It's football. This is basketball season. Come on, let's
listen to me. Baseball in season is season start. Once my Dodgers playing, that take precedent over everything.
And the Lakers lost, so in more Laker games. You can watch the Dodger games. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And then 9:40 tonight, I would be watching my Dodgers play tonight.
Well, just to let you know, I feel this for you because I know where your heart is.
What you feeling for me?
And listen, also, I feel it for Naughty too because I know without LeBron, he's a diehard Laker. So he could make all the noise on this radio as much as he wants. There's a real interest in the Lakers winning for him. So
let me ask you something, Mystery. Let me ask you something. How are you feeling losing two in Miami?
Huh?
How do you feel Boston coming to Miami and taking two from y'all? How do you feel about that? Well, and knowing that your season can be over tonight or tomorrow night, whatever it is.
Not tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah. How do you feel knowing that you'll be joining me right in the loser's lounge, naughty on one end, I on the other end, I drink it absolutely grand, naughty drinking is Jack Daniels. What do you drink?
I have players on sick bay right now, so I am worrying about that right now. We don't have
man,
anybody.
Naughty, what you say? It don't matter, next man up?
Yeah, next man up.
You are 100%. We on sick
excuses,
bay right now.
Excuses.
You know, so that's it. And we're in the number one team in the league. Y'all are the Cinderella team in the league. Okay?
Okay.
The Lakers are the Cinderella team in the league. That's
but the bottom line is, we get beat 4-1, and after tomorrow, y'all get beat 4-1. What's the difference? Anyway, I got just, what you drink? Let me know what you drink so I got a bottle of that.
I don't.
I got to invite them out. Don't
worry.
All right, but now I got to get these picks in real quick so we can get to the break. And that's good stuff, Mystery, as always, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
All right, you too.
All right, buddy, quick rundown from the Island game, man. We got to make it happen right now. Tonight's game, we got three in the NBA.
Madison Square Garden's going to be jumping tonight. You can think but the fella who came off from the injury and played? You think, I can't remember his name, all goodness, back in the day.
Who, Julius Randle?
No, when the Knicks got hurt.
Oh, you're talking about Willis Reed.
Willis Reed. They can take Willis Reed back in the gym. Knicks take it tonight, and I'm giving them the points.
I like the Knicks by 4 tonight. I like the Magic plus 5 tonight against the Cavaliers, even though the Cavaliers at home. Magic won two straight games.
You like the plus 5. I think the Cavaliers, but I get the money line.
All right, and I like the Indiana Pacers to get it done tonight via the money line against the Bucks. I don't like that 5 points. But I like them to win.
I like that. The reason why I like that is because interesting. The Greek Freak may play tonight. And Lillard may play tonight. If they play tonight, I give him a
different story. All right. Well, we'll check it out. But with that being said, let's get to the break, man. Pretty good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. All right. Enjoy your games tonight, my brother. Quick break. Flip side of the break. Colin Coward and Nick Wright taking us home, man. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Nets.
You know, tomorrow's a Friday tomorrow, so I'm excited. Later.
Send me a plate.
I will.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion
at your feet. Make Mother's Day one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300, courtesy of Haagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're now in the running for our grand prize drawing, taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Haagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
You hear what Boss Man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Good food. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. No mind in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America's now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
They know if you like whining.
Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Bill V. Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, DBS, and Shad Colley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM,
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nick right now joining us live. I got to tell you something. I was this close to doing Baltimore 1, Kansas City 2.
Yeah, well, I know you wanted to. I that doesn't surprise me at all. But this is the, you know, graphical version of you bending the knee. You finally admitting that the Chiefs, for here, time immemorial, need to stay at number one. I agree with your smoke on the Rams. I disagree with J-Mac and with Vegas. I think the Rams are, you know, a couple plays go different in that wild card game. It wouldn't have shocked me if the Rams ended up in the Super Bowl. So that Los Angeles team, I understand. But I must admit, Colin, to you and to the audience, for a long time, I thought, and I never told you this, I was like, Colin must be buddies with someone with the Chargers because he loves them and he overrates them and all this stuff. But then they fired everybody, and you still love them and overrate them. Everyone else on that list was good last year. They won 5 games, got rid of both of their receivers, and you're like top 10. That I don't understand. Maybe it's the sea air, maybe they have practice facilities by your palatial estate. I don't know. I really like the herd hierarchy. Number 10 doesn't make sense to me, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, probably. I am having dinner with the Spanoses in 2 weeks, so maybe that's it.
See, okay, there you go. All right, so maybe that's what it is. I got to figure something's going on with Colin and the Chargers. I'm not trying to air you out, but it doesn't make sense. They won 5 games. That Quentin Johnson's the number one receiver. It's a problem.
All right, that's a good point. All right, so I was saying this. I was saying, listen, Denver's really good. And why Denver beats the Lakers is because none of their best 4 players, I would count KCP, as maybe their 5th, you know what you're getting with their player. None of them have disappearing games. Rui disappears. D'Lo disappears. Even AD, I love him. His second half offense can disappear because he plays so hard defensively against bigger bodies. LeBron's the most consistent Laker. I almost know exactly what I'm getting. AD's second, and his offense dries up late, again, fairly regularly.
Sure.
Yet this morning, it's Darvin Ham. And my take is, they outplayed Denver, and they're not close in the starting 5, and depth is overrated in the playoffs. Isn't this another point fingers at a LeBron coach argument?
Okay, well, so, all right, so let's dissect this. Because it's like, oh, point fingers at a LeBron coach. Well, what are the coaches that LeBron has pointed fingers at? David Blatt, they went to the finals, they had the best record in the East. Oh, my God, what does LeBron want? Well, he got fired and hasn't been back stateside since. So I think the NBA world didn't think he was doing a great job. Frank Vogel, oh, you won a title. What more do you want from Frank Vogel? Frank Vogel, who got fired by the Magic, fired by the Lakers, and here in the next, I would imagine, 48 hours might be fired by the Suns. And then there's Darvin Ham, who objectively, Colin, did a poor job. Now, your point that the Nuggets are better, if I am power ranking blame, before I would put Darvin Ham, I would certainly put the front office, who just stood pat, didn't make even a move in the margins. People laughed at me at the trade deadline when I was frustrated because I wasn't asking the Lakers to make a major move. But you look at a move that Dallas made that I talked about at the time, adding Daniel Gafford, a backup center who gives them 20 good minutes a night. People are like, oh, is that going to make the difference? Well, I don't know. They just lost game 2 and game 5 on buzzer beaters where they had to play Jackson Hayes real minutes in the playoffs. So maybe it would have. And I think the problem people have with Darvin Ham is the lack of accountability. When he says, well, what do you want me to do when we don't have guys available and we have all these injuries? All 4 of your best players played 71, 76, 76, and 82 games this year. It was not, the deep rotation was riddled with injuries. That is true. But the Lakers got a healthier season than you could have expected out of LeBron, the healthiest season of Anthony Davis's career, yet they were the 7th seed because they started 24 and 25, which had to do with roster construction and the wrong starting lineup. And then in this series, Michael Malone says, well, we have adjustments to make, but we just don't have to make them. Every game of the series, the Lakers lead at halftime, and then once adjustments happen, they lose the third quarter. The Nuggets were the better team. The Nuggets were the rightful winner. But I don't think it's unfair to say that the Lakers were let down by coaching and by the roster construction. I think that part is true, even if this wasn't a championship-level team.
So it's very rare when you go into a playoff series, you could probably count them on one hand, where one team has two stars, one team has one, and the team with one is really controlling the series. So either Maxey and Embiid are overrated or Brunson's underrated, but every game that's close in that series, I with utter confidence felt Denver would beat the Lakers and the Knicks will beat the Sixers. I feel like the Knicks are going to win all these close games. Is it coaching? Is it Embiid? Embiid's fascinating. He can't win a second-round playoff series in the East. I don't think there's a big guy that plays small more often than him. He's a non-factor on the boards late in games. What are we to make of Philadelphia, the process, Embiid, Simmons, Harden? Can we just blow it up and start over? It's not working.
So it's so tough because every postseason with Embiid, there has been a significant drop-off, but there also has been an injury-related explanation. Well, I mean, twice he's had his orbital bone fractured. He's obviously dealt with a knee. This year he's dealing with a knee and Bell's palsy, of all things. So you don't want to put it all the way on him the way you would James Harden, you know, who has had a lot of postseason legit meltdowns, not injury related. I was at that game in Philly on Sunday, and Embiid was clearly worn out by the end, but that is a little bit of a devil's bargain in this regard, Colin. He was worn out because he didn't sit a single minute in the second half. He didn't sit a single minute in the second half because when he sat for 2 minutes in the second quarter, a 10-point lead became a 3-point lead. They can't sustain without him. And so I think Embiid's playoff resume is fair to pick at. Listen, every MVP in league history except for Joel Embiid has at least been to a conference finals, and only two, Steve Nash, Derrick Rose, along with Embiid, haven't been to an NBA final. So that part's fair. The other side of it is this. What Jalen Brunson's doing is remarkable. He combined 85 points, 20 assists in back-to-back playoff games.
Yeah.
Had never been done in NBA history by anyone. This guy's 6 feet nothing and just did it. And having a 47-10 in a game where your team scores 97, it is remarkable. And I will be the first to admit, I liked him coming out of Dallas. I thought it was a smart signing by the Knicks, but I thought he was the third best player on a champion, the second best player on a good team, and the best player on a bad team. Instead, he's the best player on a team that might show up in the conference finals or further. It is unbelievable what he's doing, and I certainly didn't see it coming.
So maybe I was too hard on KD, but I said, you know, the NBA is a players' league like international soccer. NFL is about the shield, the owner, the GM, the coach has great power. If Mahomes would say at any point, I'm leaving the Chiefs to play for the Jets because I really like this slot receiver, we would go, you're out of your mind. KD left the best run franchise and the best team in the last 20 years, arguably, to go to Brooklyn. And we said, well, you know, he's an artist. And since he left them, that was a mess. Phoenix is a mess. And I'm sorry, Nick, it affects how I look at KD. It would affect if Mahomes went to the Jets. I would be like, yeah, he's got great talent, but he's a little kooky. What is KD's legacy to them?
Okay. All right, so this is a layered question. First, a lot of what you said is fair, but the front end, I just have to disagree with you on in this regard. We can't compare KD leaving the Warriors to Mahomes leaving the Chiefs unless we were in a context where for 3 years, the vast majority of football media, anytime Mahomes' name came up, they said, fake rings, fraud, rings, those don't count, we don't like it, you ruined the league. I mean, and so we can't, and I know you weren't one of the people killing him for going to Golden State, but the majority of the media was. And so what Katie heard was, anything I do here doesn't count. So I guess I have to leave. So to me, I don't blame him for leaving Golden State. Now, he obviously has made some poor choices in who he teams up with in Kyrie and Brooklyn, even though Kyrie is working now with Luka, and then in going to Phoenix, even though I would think KD, the basketball mind,